I believe the visit of Assistant Commissioner Michael Gunn was critically important. It rides on the back of commitments given in May, June from Chief Super Terry McGinn that the provision of a new Garda station for Carndonagh was her number one priority, and that the Garda estate management, that she would be in contact with them, and also to ensure that on the capital investment program that Carndonagh station and a new station for Carndonagh would be on the agenda. That's hopeful. It's nothing there yet, but it's another positive step, I hope.
As far as you're concerned, that campaign goes on. You're getting positive indications from Gardaí, but you're not going to just sit down and wait for things to happen.
No, Carndonagh, a central market town in the peninsula, must have an appropriate, modern facility for the Gardaí that serve the areas here, the Clonmany, Carndonagh and North Inishowen. And like I said, the community want a positive response, and I value the support of Chief Superintendent Terry McGinn and Superintendent Goretti Sheridan, and really we're saying to the Garda Estate Management and to the powers that be, Carndonagh has waited long enough, we need a new station and we need that announcement sooner rather than later.
Was an opportunity missed when the Assistant Commissioner came to the area and didn't meet with yourselves on the council?
Well, perhaps it was, and I have committed through the JPC to raise it with members there, and I also will personally make contact with Assistant Commissioner Michael Gunn, because he has visited the various stations in the peninsula. He has seen that the Gardaí based in Clonmany been requested to be in Malinhead or in some of the faraway areas. That's a tough distance, and it would be more logical and more favourable for all concerned to have the barracks operating in the Carndonagh area. So that's another avenue that I intend to pursue, Donal.